escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
Taking it
points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. Saw you Saturday. I wanted to tell you this off the top, man. So I was out at my in-laws yesterday. Happy birthday to my little niece, Amelia.
She turned
4 years old, B.
All right, bro.
Dude.
After them years, bro.
You know what's nice is being at this. You know, my wife is the oldest of four sisters. So all her younger sisters now have little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Being out of, like, the baby zone is nice. especially because my in-laws have a pool, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to really stay on top of three-year-olds at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of, it was like a birthday party. So there was a decent crowd there, and I'm friends with some of the guys, and the tour championship's going on. And I was basically just inside watching golf the whole time. And they
hold on. I got to back you up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You say my niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And you say you're friends with some of the guys.
Yeah.
I hope you're friends with your sister's.
Sure.
My brother's in-laws.
Yeah.
I'd be friends. Huh?
Friends with them, too. I was trying to say there were other people besides just the family.
There we go.
With everybody.
Like, JB don't like the family.
No. Where we all
hell with all y'all.
Everybody's good. But dude, like, various points, like, other of the guys would come in and they were like, dude, how do you get to just stay in here? I was like, my kids could swim, dude. Like, I'm chilling. I don't need to be out there watching every
y'all
second.
Y'all started too damn late.
Don't
blame me.
My kids have been demanding I do a belly flop all summer.
Did you?
Yesterday was belly flop day.
Mm.
I'm going to assume they're not in the car listening right now. I kind of wimped out at the last second and gave myself a little cushion. My arms went in first, so it was still.
So you cheated?
Kind of, yeah. I'll own that. But they thought it was great, so all's well. So I got in, belly flop, wrestled
Ainsley,
with them.
Get him when you see him.
I wrestled with them in the pool, threw them around for like 5-10 minutes. But there were so
then
many.
You were tired?
No, there were so many little kids that, like, I couldn't really throw them around because there'd be like a kid, you know, holding a noodle right next to us.
Yep.
I was like, all right. And then I was like, I got to go help my mother-in-law. I got to go help Gigi with the chicken. And they're like, you do? I was like, yeah. And I just went back inside and watched the golf. But what I wanted to tell you is Lou and Joyce, who you know, my mm-hmm. in-laws, both said they watched Saturday's broadcast. And Lou said, because, I mean, you've met my father-in-law mm-hmm. yeah. a number of times now, and a lot of those times weren't the best times for this football team. And he said, it's so encouraging for fans to hear B. Mitch be encouraged by the organization. And he said that came through in the broadcast.
Cool.
Just like that. Just that, like, you believe in how they're operating.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Like, hey, thank you, Lou. But the thing of it is, man, like, I know what people focus on and discuss, but you got to realize at this time of the year, these coaches are looking at individual players, individual plays. Who quit? Who came through at the end? Who made some plays even in that game that was it wasn't a nice game to watch.
No.
But who were the people that still showed up? You know, all those things matter. And I think as fans, as much as we, and y'all get mad at me, but I'm just giving you the truth. Fans like to act like they know it all. But this time of the year when I find out many of them don't know a lot, they look for one thing, a score, which in the end doesn't make one difference at this time of the year. It's the evaluations that are going on, you know? And I know people say, well, why play the game? Well, you play the game because you want to put people in certain situations to see how they're going to handle it. But ultimately, there were some guys that still showed up. There were a lot that showed that they can't do it at this level, you know? And like I said at the beginning of the game, this could be the end for some people and the beginning for a lot.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as guys that may have actually impressed or helped their roster spot, you could say Yankoff, but he was there last year.
Yeah.
But one kid that stood out to me, really, Keho. The undrafted
Keho was
linebacker.
On every damn tackle there,
man. Yeah, man.
I love him. The thing about Yankoff, like, the Sinnott-Yankoff thing, that's a real thing. Those two dudes are battling for playing time. And Yankoff has been the guy who's been very consistent on special teams. And this year, it started to show I'm capable of being the tight end as well. But you know what he does well, too? Blocks. But when he started to run, I thought he was about to walk away from them dudes, dog. I wish he could have.
I thought he almost would.
I would have loved to see it.
Yeah, me too. I think Keho was good. Yankoff was good. What was funny, the other thing my father-in-law said, he's like, man, B was just so excited and happy about this team and trying to explain that this is about evaluation and not the score. The one thing that pissed him off, though, was when that kid didn't come up and catch the punt.
Yeah. Why, man? Listen, you go catch that ball, you save 10, 15 yards for your team. You know, and I think that's the thing. Like, some people have the mindset, like, when they back for the pooch punt, my thing is decision-making. You save 5 yards, 10 yards, it can make a difference at the end of the game. You know, you let it hit the ground, it can bounce and hit your guy, it can bounce and go back towards the goal line. You want to save all those things. And I just thought he could have caught it.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to get into that game. We have a very busy show. We're going to do our roster predictions. Nikki Jabal is going to join us with her roster predictions. Nikki's coming at noon. We're going to go to Philly early here, 10:30. Dave Zangaro is going to join us, try to kind of figure out what's happening with the Eagles. Clearly, I think Washington designed their offseason to go after the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And then
they're in your division. They won the title. You got to see them twice a year.
Right. At 1 o'clock, Kevin Clark from ESPN is going to join us, which should be really cool. We will probably start to see some cuts leak out today.
Some of them started yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff and I were talking about this. Like, and I said this back before the rule changes, but I certainly feel it now. One thing that's pretty telling to me, so people understand, like, the team issues a media schedule, right? Like, they let us know what the schedule is going to be kind of for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next 2 weeks, because eventually we got the, you know, this week's a really funky, weird week.
Yeah.
And then next week will be kind of down to business.
Real
week one.
Yeah.
But the Commanders, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, expected, maybe it'll just be DQ, but I'd expect to hear from both DQ and AP, will have a press conference once the final roster is set.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be after roster cuts. Now, they don't want to talk until the practice squad is set.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to understand that is – really, really telling how they view this process. Like, people get caught up in the final 53, but to them, it's a 70-man roster. And it's really 71 with the international pathway, but that's totally, in the weeds. But and I just think it is important for folks to kind of realize that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hopefully that kind of, like, if the team is doing it that way, that should help fans understand that, you know, the attempt to get to 53 is important, certainly. But, like, they view it holistically. And there are some specific things, I think, for us to talk about. I think people are worried about Terry at this point. Unless it's Thursday of week one. So, like, what would that be?
Next week.
11 days from now?
The 4th.
I'm not worried. And I know I've been saying that for months now, and it's been annoying to people. And maybe there's some, like, pushback to Terry that has started now that I don't necessarily agree with.
But the whole thing about, listen, Jay, I feel it coming, and I'm not going to much get involved with it. Once he's there, whether it's a new deal or not, now people are going to want to dissect all of that. You want him on the field, and he gets on the field, be happy about him being on the field, and let's move forward. You can't dissect every little aspect of it to try to make it fit a lot of these narratives. The ultimate thing is you want him to play football. If he's out there playing, it's all that matters to me, no matter how it happens.
Yeah, I think all of the feelings, all of the issues, as soon as Terry catches that first 23-yard touchdown, all water under the bridge, man. All water under the bridge.
You hope. You hope.
You're right.
You hope.
You never know,
all I
guess.
Say, man.
But the other thing that's going to happen is, like, there's going to be a lot of angst over these roster cuts. I do want to have a conversation about the quarterback position and the third quarterback versus a practice squad quarterback. We'll get to all that. But I got to ask, did you watch the golf yesterday?
A little bit.
I was really rooting for
Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. He finally came through with it, man. And listen, bro, you have to go through those things like that. Because he's had those chances and he faltered. This time, he put the pressure on the people behind him. He stayed solid and he made them have to go for it. And when people, because Keegan Bradley was forcing, left that thing out, put it in the water. You know, Scotty even looked uncharacteristic in some things he did. But when you stay solid, if you already, like what Tiger would do, when Tiger was leading, he'll go out there and put par, 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 par. You know, people had to start making birdies. And he could always turn it on. Like if you're playing in a match play with somebody, if you're getting par, they got to go get birdie. So I think when people go and play for birdie early, and the guy behind you, if he now could be easy because you're forcing, get a par, make him get birdie, especially if you're leading.
Dude, if anybody has issue with how Fleetwood played down the stretch, you're just an idiot. If you have a 3-stroke lead with 3 holes to play, play for par.
Hell yeah.
And there's a number of things. I was really happy for Tommy. He had never won in America. Mm-hmm. And to do so in that tournament, which, listen, it's not a major, and it's not the Players, which is more elevated, but the Tour Championship is a big deal, especially if you're a golf fan, right? So I was really happy.
Wait till that hit his checking account. How
yeah, that's
feel.
Definitely a big
deal. He won't care about what people think.
But, dude, so like I said, I got to watch a lot because I was at a 4-year-old birthday party. And my wife, Laura, gave me a hard time at one point. I was like, oh, I'm guarding the cake because there was this really fancy unicorn cake. Just another reason for me to stay inside and chill. But, you know, really happy for Tommy. Really happy he was able to break through. But I watched Scheffler's first shot of the day. First tee shot, OB. Pulled it left. He kind of got a bad bounce because there was like this fencing down to the left where if it just hit the fence and bounced back in, he would have been in play and probably got relief.
Yeah.
But his ball just skirted under the fence. So it was OB.
That's the luck of the bounce, because I can tell you this. Watching Saturday, I think it was, Rory in the trap,
yep,
flies one, hit the stands and come right back 20 feet, he makes the putt. That happens.
Yeah.
And that's also the luck. Like, when we play golf, we hit it left, right, wherever. You don't find our ball. You know why? Ain't nobody walking over the grass. Yeah. Ain't nobody there to tell you where it went.
Right.
These pros, they have those advantages. Sometimes they have disadvantages.
Right. So, Scotty, first ball OB, I think he took a double on the first hole. But Scotty, you know, keeps climbing back. He was under par with going OB on the first hole at the turn, which is just unbelievable. But
you don't become number one by being average.
When Scotty got to 15, I bet most people still kind of thought he was going to chase Fleetwood down and win it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he left was his issue all day, and he just yanked that thing left, man. It was wet.
Some days, man, you come to the party, and the person that shows up is not the one you normally with.
Dude, so he goes left wet on 15. Then Keegan's trying to kind of hunt Fleetwood down. He hit it right, like, it was right all day. Like, that was never flirting with the green.
Not at all.
So then it all came down to Tommy. Like, basically, if you don't screw up 15, it's going to be really hard for anybody to catch you.
Exactly. Exactly. And the way, like I'm saying, that's what you do. You got to... You find a way to make others have to step out of their comfort zone.
But he sure flirted with messing up. Did you see it? So it came in right, and it started rolling down that bank, and then it held up in that high grass. I think if they hadn't gotten so much rain down there, and it might have been a little more firm.
He could have had problems.
But I was really glad he didn't.
But like, even like the last drive, what he hit over there by the water, what if that thing just hit something and jumped? Because he wasn't that far from the water. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So it just, you have to go through those challenges. So next time he's in a situation, he knows he's capable of getting it done.
I'm really happy for Tommy. Can't help but notice it's only a 30-man field that he finally broke through, but whatever.
Well, the 30 top, right. Top 30 people that were playing.
I have come to a conclusion, though, on the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really glad Fleetwood won. I think they do this in like car racing where there's the year-long prize and like the week-to-week prize. Like, I don't know if they need two trophies or whatever, but Fleetwood now being the FedEx year-long champion over somebody like Scotty, who had just an incredible year, is nuts. Mm-hmm. I think there should be a prize for winning the Tour Championship. And then a year-long FedEx Cup.
Well, I mean, it's just the playoffs, in a sense. They got into the playoffs, and Fleetwood was the one that came out at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you can be outstanding. How many? The Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They were outstanding through the year. In the playoffs, they didn't look good. That's how... You know, Scotty ended up winning one, too, and still wasn't there at the end to get it.
I know. He won last week.
Because Fleetwood won one, second in another, wasn't he?
Was he second in Memphis?
The first one, I think he was up there leading. He was like top five.
Yeah.
And I think he was in top five or top 10 in the other one. So he put himself in position.
Happy for Fleetwood. Also, can we, I'm ready to plant a flag as a program. I don't know that you will agree with me on this. I'd like to officially not like Patrick Cantlay as part of the B. Mitch and Finley platform.
Wow, what's wrong with Pat?
So slow, dude. Right, so slow.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, all pro golfers are slow.
Yo, yes, and he's extra.
So my whole thing is, if the PGA Tour doesn't make them play on this regular basis, I'm not going to be pissed. Because if they just ran the tournaments by the rules, make him skip a hole, make him take a stroke, he may speed up. They don't do it.
They don't do it.
If the people that's supposed to uphold this game don't make you do it, why am I gonna be mad?
Dog, they play lift, clean, and place all the time. It's crazy how much they baby the players. Let's do this. Dave Zangaro joining us next. Get the latest on the Philadelphia Eagles. At 11 a.m., we're going to open these phones. We're going to have some roster conversations. Terry, quarterbacks. What about some of these second-year draft picks? I asked DQ about this Saturday afternoon. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Finley 1067 The Fan. Whenever you hear Rich Girl by Hall & Oates, time to go to Philadelphia. Talk to our friend Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly. Covers the Eagles. You can check him and Ruben Frank out on the Eagle Eye podcast. You can check his workout at DZangaro NBCS or on the NBC Sports Philly website. Davey Z, what's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
You've been busy.
Yeah, it was a busy Sunday. Eagles made three trades on a Sunday.
Take us through it,
explain,
man.
Explain the Sam Howell trade to me.
Sure. I mean, first off, guys, I was at a wedding on Saturday in Charlotte. Ooh. I'm at the airport, and all this stuff starts happening. Trying to catch up. It wasn't easy. The Sam Howell trade. So they had two third-string quarterbacks, Kyle McCord, who's a rookie, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was with the Cleveland Browns. Both of them were pretty bad in the preseason. So they were probably going to make a trade for a quarterback no matter what. And then their backup, Tanner McKee, has a broken thumb. It's nothing serious, but he might not be ready for week one. So this was a trade that, you know, something needed to happen. They needed to have a decent backup option going into the season, and that's the reason for the Sam Howell trade.
Okay. That actually makes a ton of sense. I mean, McKee had a really good preseason in camp, right? Like, is it his job once the thumb is good as
the
backup?
Yeah, there's no question about that. He's going to be the backup. They really like him. He's, you know, he's been impressive at every turn. He's really valuable to them. Obviously the Eagles value the backup quarterback position. They won their first Super Bowl in 2017 with a backup at the helm. So they're always going to invest in the backup. And Tanner McKee's been really good. I don't know what it would take for a team to offer them to trade him, maybe a little bit less now that they have Sam Howell. But I think you know, next offseason, they might look to trade Tanner McKee, and I think he would bring back something pretty valuable because he's been really good.
All right, let's talk the O-line trade. I mean, the O-line has always been a strength for these modern Eagles that have been so good over the last decade or so. They went and got Fred Johnson back?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny because in Philly right now, we talk about some of the concerns with the team, and I have to remind Eagles fans that, you know, these concerns are not the level of concerns that are around the rest of the 31 sure. team. This is a really good roster, but there were some issues with the backup offensive line depths, and, you know, there have been years in this city where if the O-line gets decimated by injuries, it can kind of tank a season really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it was obvious they didn't have a swing tackle. They tried a few different guys. They brought in Kendall Lamb, who's in his 11th year. They had Matt Pryor trying to play left and right tackle in the preseason. And neither of those guys is really the answer. So they go out and they bring Fred Johnson back, who, I mean, maybe they should have just tried to re-sign Fred when he was already here. But he played pretty well for them last year, made 5 starts. And his best game came against Cincinnati, his former team. He shut down Trey Hendrickson in that game. It was a really impressive performance. And with the Eagles, you know, obviously backup tackle is important for every team, but the way the Eagles play offense, they really don't like to help those tackles. A lot of what they do offensively is about letting those tackles live on an island and not helping them, and it helps you with the numbers game everywhere else. So once you have a backup in there that really needs help, it kind of changes the complexion of the offense. So that's why they viewed it as a really important spot, and that's why they made the trade.
Okay. The trade that caught my eye was last week, you know, 4 trades ago, I think.
for, to keep it straight sometimes.
Yeah, dude, you're a busy fella up there, man. I mean, Howie just, that foot stays on the gas, man. The Mechie trade, the young wide receiver had that, I think he had cancer. I know he had like a serious.
Yeah, leukemia his rookie year. He actually missed his whole rookie season.
Gosh, what an awful situation, but clearly he's made it through and is on the other side of that now. He was a heck of a player in college. What are they getting in Mechie? What are they looking for from him?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I don't think that trade had as much to do with their receivers on the roster as it did, hey, this is a player that is available. We don't have to give up much to get him. We liked him coming out of college. Let's just pull the trigger on this trade and see what he can do. So, yeah, he was obviously really productive at Alabama. Played actually a year with or 2 years with Devontae Smith. Just missed Jalen Hurts. He was getting to Alabama as Hurts was leaving for Oklahoma. But obviously there's a connection with Alabama and this Eagles locker room. And he was really talented in college. His NFL career obviously got off to, I mean, honestly, even before the leukemia diagnosis, he had he tore his ACL in the SEC championship game, his final year at Alabama. Yeah. So he was already dealing with that. And then obviously the leukemia battle that he came through. But you know, relatively speaking, his career hasn't probably lived up to where second he was drafted in the second round, early second round, 44th overall. But he's talented, and we saw him in the preseason game, you know, a few days after getting traded to the Eagles. The very first play of the game, makes a nice grab, looked quick in and out of his breaks. I don't know exactly what his role is going to be. I think they're pretty good with their top 3 right now, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jahan Dotson. But, you know, if there's an injury, I think they feel a lot better about the depth, and he has a chance to stick around longer than that if Dotson's gone next year.
That team is as loaded, as JP stated
just
earlier.
Loaded.
And but the thing of it, the next year after the Super Bowl normally comes with a lot of problems. Is there any concern about that?
Yeah, I think there's natural concern about that. It's, there's a bunch of different issues that can pop up. I will say that they're in a much better position this time after the Super Bowl than they were the last time, because the last time they won a Super Bowl, it was kind of obviously a really strange situation with the quarterback. You had one guy who won it, but then they're going back to the offense from the other guy. And it was just a weird dynamic in that locker room. And it was a much older team. They tried to like run it back and they just like kept getting older and older. And then it just fell apart. This is a really young roster. We'll see how the final cuts shake out, but there's a good chance they don't have a single defensive player over the age of 30 on this team, which is kind of crazy because it's a really, it was the number one defense in the league last year, but it's still really young. So there are some, the one thing, so like with the Browns were in town for joint practices and the preseason game, and the amount of energy the Browns brought to those two practices, I think is really indicative of the types of effort you're going to see against them all year. You know, they're going to get everyone's best shot, and it's a tough schedule. So like there are some natural pitfalls that come with winning a Super Bowl, but I think that they do have the talent to overcome that.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Dave a follow at DZangaroNBCS. You can check out the Eagle Eye podcast or read his work at NBC Sports Philly. We all think they're loaded. A.J. Brown, was there a hamstring thing? I feel like I saw something there for a little bit. What's the health of everybody?
Yeah, it's a good question. The injury list was pretty long by the end of training camp, but with some of those guys, I think it was really more precautionary. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both finished training camp not practicing. A.J. is a hamstring, Devontae is a groin, but the word I've gotten is that it's mostly just like precautionary. Just get these guys to week one and make sure that they kind of stay on ice. We watched A.J. Brown before the last preseason game running routes. He looked pretty good. And with, you know, an extra week to go, I think they'll be okay. You always wonder about that. Health is obviously something that you can't control as much as you'd like. And when you have a talented roster, if a few key guys go down, it changes the dynamic. But the good news for them was they were able to get through training camp without anything too serious on the injury front.
So, I mean, going into the season, I imagine for whatever reason, odds makers always kind of put the Bills and the Ravens higher than Philly, which is silly because those two teams have to play each other. Philly has a different path. What is the vibe in that locker room? I can't remember which player, but somebody had a really good explanation. Like that was last year. This is this year. It's a new year. But is the expectation there Super Bowl or bust?
Expectations are high, and you're right. I mean, they've been very strategic about their messaging, and it's coming from the top that, you know, we've called it the R word in the building. No one's allowed to use the word repeat because they don't want to think like that. They're just trying to be a good team. They have to go through the whole process again, and that's obviously easier said than done. If you win a Super Bowl, you want to win another one. That's the way it works. I think they've handled all of that as well as they could. It was kind of funny. They were supposed to have their Super Bowl ring ceremony a long time ago, right? And then there were like a production issue with that ring, and it ended up getting pushed into July, like a week before training camp. And I think that really kind of annoyed Jalen Hurts and some of the other guys who have been trying to lead this charge to move on to the next year. You know, a week before training camp, they're getting their Super Bowl rings, but I think that kind of shows you the way they've tried to approach this is that, you know, we haven't done anything this year. That was all in the past. The confidence is high. Expectations are high, and they honestly should be because it's not the most talented roster. It's one of the most talented in the league.
For sure.
That's definitely true.
How weird is it, dude? I just pulled up the Eagles schedule. Obviously, open next Thursday night with the Cowboys coming to town. It's going to be real hard for me not to think that's just going to be an absolute ass-kicking, but whatever. And then the NFC East games are kind of spread out. Like the Eagles play the Giants twice in October. They play the Cowboys again in November. And then two of the last three, two games in 14 days, Commanders-Eagles.
That was by design.
It's how much are the Commanders on people's minds up there?
Yeah, you know, I kind of hate that, by the way, that they backloaded those two games because you just don't know what's going to happen by the end of the season. Like there's a chance that there are major injuries. Maybe those games don't mean as much. I wish that they were earlier. So we definitely mean something, you know, I think the risk reward there isn't great, but I'll be honest. I don't think the Eagles are thinking too much about the Commanders, and that's not like a shot at them.
I get it.
I think that the Eagles are just looking at what they have, and they think it's good enough. And that doesn't mean that they're going to take the Commanders lightly, but I don't think that they're necessarily like overly worried about them in like a respectful way, if that makes sense. Like, I think they just look at the roster and they look at what they've been able to do and they feel really confident about it.
Well, they also don't play them for 4 months.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. Do you guys feel the same way about that? Like, I understand like the potential is there for it to be great matchups. Maybe the division gets decided, but there's also a chance that one of those games doesn't mean anything and you just waste what could be a really fun game.
So, dude, to that point, the Commanders play the Cowboys on Christmas Day. The Commanders' NFC East schedule is completely backloaded. It's their last four games of the season. And with Tischler, we were like doing some content planning for stuff I do at Monumental, and we were talking about Christmas specifically, and I was like, dude, it's Christmas. I want to do as little as possible. Now, if that ends up being a really big game, we gotta do everything. But by week 17, it's entirely possible. It's two teams playing out the string. Nobody knows what's gonna happen.
I mean, also they could be playing for the.
It could be to clinch the division.
Division,
right?
So.
Like, so it is interesting. The one thing, Davey, I think Eagles fans, and this is fans are completely separate from the team and the organization. Eagles fans seem to care greatly about the movement of the burgundy and gold.
You think so?
Yeah, because every time there's anything for the Commanders, they are the ones predominantly commenting. So, yes, well, they were.
The one thing I will say to Eagles fans is they're kind of everywhere.
Like, they you are, see, dude.
They're in every comment thread, and yeah, they're probably right. I think it's fair to say the Eagles fans are keeping an eye on the Commanders probably more than the Eagles themselves.
Yeah. Dave, we appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
Thanks for making
Dave.
Time, dude.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Bye. Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philly. Give him a follow at DZangaro, NBCS. Davey joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. But coming up at 11, we're going to open up these MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're talking roster. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What did Pete Haley think this was? He asked if this is Stevie Wonder or something.
I don't know what the hell he said. But he definitely couldn't. It was way off.
He couldn't figure out the pips. I know
that.
Yeah, yeah. What a moron. I love that kid. Leaving. Landfill singing.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
All right, B. I want to have a real roster conversation. If you miss any of our conversation with Dave Zangaro, the Eagles are still going to be good. Just, you know, prediction. I hope nobody's upset by that. I wish it was different, but they got a squad put together up there, man. At some point, you just got to own it and understand it. Our B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day today was kind of talking about the preseason.
Yeah.
And I think it's vital to point out how irrelevant largely the results of the preseason are. Our AAA poll of the day question, how much does the Commanders going 0-3 in the preseason matter to you? The options, it matters a little bit, I'm freaked out, or it does not matter. I think those are good options. We'll let people vote. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Where are you on that? Because you've been always clear that you want people to play.
Yeah, I want them to play, but I also understand in the big scheme of things what the record was in the preseason means absolutely nothing once the season starts. I can take people back to Osaka when Steve Spurrier came here and they were scoring all these points in the preseason. And I'm wondering very much, will the Giants be that same team? Because they've been going at it.
Jackson Dart's preseason dominant.
They've been, bro, they don't just run no bland stuff. They've been running, like, schemed up things. So I'm wondering if will they be somebody like that. But teams have gone undefeated in the preseason and stink in the regular season. People have lost no game, have won no games in the preseason and went on and won it. The year we won one game in the preseason, went on and won it. So it's just it's do you have the right group of people, mix of people that now that the season is coming along, they understand what to do. And if you look at the amount of time that the actual starters played, they weren't trying to win the game.
Jaden didn't throw
it. They wanted to see what these young guys can provide. And I will say this. There are some young guys who probably spark some attention, and there are others who probably are going to be wishing they had sparked some attention.
And there were veterans that played, too. You know what I mean? Guys that have 5-6 years in the league.
And those are guys that still have to prove something.
Right. Or maybe what I always say you want from preseason and training camp is clarity. And unfortunately.
Clarity, not clarity.
No. Clarity. C-L-A-R-I-T-Y. Okay,
gotcha.
Clarity can also be who's not making the team. Ideally, clarity is like, yo, this dude's got to play for me.
Yeah.
But it also is helpful if you're like, that dude can't play for me. And I think we got a lot of that. You know?
I remember my rookie season. I forgot who the guy was. They knew Claude. Man, y'all made a decision on me too quick. And I remember the coach saying, no. We didn't make no decision. You made the decision. And I think that right there is the thing. Most players, they make their own decision when it comes down to it.
Totally.
When it's all said and done, they're the ones that made the decision.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders went 0-3 in the preseason. They got outscored 109-38.
Mm-hmm.
I think a big part of all this was the quarterback play.
Oh, yeah.
The offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Not having Mariota and having the two dudes that got a whole lot of snaps, I think made a huge impact.
Oh, it did.
I want to talk roster. I want to talk if they're ready. Are you concerned because they were bad in the preseason that will impact them to start slow? Can't start slow. You got a division game week one. Taking your calls for the next hour. Nicky Jabala at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.